Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Market Report for Friday, the 30th of July, 2021, where in just a few minutes I tell you everything you need to know about what's happened in financial markets and the world of economics today. I'm Sean Aylmer. The S&P ASX 200 fell 0.3% today to finish the week at 7,392 points. It was a pretty good outcome given the sell-off in the tech sector, with the Information Technology Index falling 2.5% today and 3.5% for the week. Disappointing earnings out of Amazon and PayPal on Wall Street set the tone for the local market today, and that's why there was a sell-off in the tech stocks. US-focused online marketplace Redbubble tumbled more than 11%, the worst on the ASX 200. Afterpay was down more than 5%, and Computershare was off nearly 3%. It's not on the top 200, but it's certainly worth a mention. Meal delivery business Marley Spoon's share price tumbled more than 20%. After it said it had made an operating cash loss of $12 million, even though sales were higher. That was for the half year to the end of June, and it just shows how worried people are about tech stocks at the moment. Fortescue Metals, which had run hard yesterday after saying it expected to pay a big dividend, tumbled today, down 5.3%, and was the worst performer of the really big stocks. There are a number of companies trading around record highs, though. Not surprising, given what the market has done in recent days. BHP and lithium and iron ore producer Mineral Resources were examples. Others hitting 52-week highs were Whitehaven Coal on the back of surging coal prices, while earlier in the week, lithium groups Galaxy, Orocobre and Pilbara Minerals all hit new highs. The best performer on the top 200 today was fund manager Janice Henderson, up 7.7% on a strong June quarter result. In corporate news, National Australia Bank said it will buy back $2.5 billion worth of shares as it offloads excess capital built up over the past year. Its share price rose 0.6% today and was the best of the major financial stocks. Origin Energy said it will recognise a non-cash charge of $2.2 billion for the 2021 financial year, reflecting a $1.6 billion write-down on the value of its business due to lower energy prices, weaker demand and higher procurement costs, and a $670 million deferred tax liability. It maintained its guidance for underlying profit, but investors looked well past that and dumped the stock. It finished down 7.9%. The Aussie dollar is heading into the weekend buying 73.8 US cents. Just quickly recapping Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and S&P 500 both hit record highs this morning, though they fell back slightly before the close. Both indices ended up 0.4%, while the NASDAQ was up 0.1%. And briefly, software group Atlassian, which is Australia-based but listed on the NASDAQ, reported a narrowing of losses during the June quarter. That's it for the afternoon market report for Friday, the 30th of July, 2021. Join me tomorrow morning for the weekend edition of Fear and Greed, where I run through all the major stories of the week. And then on Sunday for our chat to Andrew Hunter from CPA Australia about how SMEs can recover after lockdowns. Should be a good one. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.